This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Episode number 397 of What Did You Watch This Week? My name is Mike.
My name is John.
How's it going, my friend?
Oh, it's going, it's gone.
Oh, did you just hit a home run or something? Baseball joke you probably didn't get the reference to.
I used to be an all-star baseball player, thank you very much.
Fair enough.
One man triple play, okay?
Well, it's been a minute since we've sat down and chit-chatted.
Yeah, a minute or three.
Yeah, well, work and life gets in the way. Mostly my work. But anyhow, I got about 14 movies to chat about, a couple of TV shows, and yeah, that's about it.
I'm just looking at our list. Yeah, trying to find the last time that we did record.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Dinner was a little burpy tonight. You know how that can be.
Heck yeah, I do.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay, I caught up. August 12th. So yeah, it's been 3 weeks. I'm honestly don't have an awful lot to talk about, but it's still good stuff. And yourself?
I'm doing fairly well. I got enough going on the outside, kid going off to college, taking him up there, and just a lot of work-related stuff. So, I mean, I did watch a bunch of movies, like I said, but I haven't watched much TV show-wise. And then I did try looking for, like, a fall preview thing to chat about today because it feels like this is the time of the year we would be chatting about that. But
yeah, I've gotten a couple of reminders on Facebook. You know, your memories from X number of years ago, and they were, like, fall preview lineup.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's not a thing anymore.
It really isn't. You know, I've seen a few TikToks that talk about the, you know, they're like, how is it that we used to get 23 episodes of a TV show per season? Every year we would get 23 episodes, and now we get six, and it takes them like 3 years to come out. You cannot tell me that the production of something like The Last of Us or Game of Thrones is so much more in depth that they give us six episodes every 2 years versus 23 episodes of Supernatural. You can't tell me that Game of Thrones is doing that much more than Supernatural was.
Right.
I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, but let's, to be fair, and this is just a very brief, to be fair argument. You know, when your six episodes are an hour long a piece, even if you drop them down to the 45 minutes that the average TV show is with the commercials and everything, that's only like what, eight episodes now?
Yeah.
So the people will say, well, the episodes were longer. Well, yeah, but it doesn't extend the season to, you know, it doesn't, like, they cut the season from 23 episodes to 12 and it's double length of, you know, a double length episode every time.
I don't know. It still feels like we're not getting the quantity that we used to, and the quality hasn't improved dramatically, in my opinion. You know, I don't feel that we're getting a massive boost in quality to offset the lack of quantity that we're getting.
No, I don't think we are either. But I think what it is not that we're spoiled Americans. I think you look at the fact that BBC shows have always been short runs, like what we're seeing now. That's how it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, you know what I mean? The 23, like, what was that? I was just watching an episode of Alfred Hitchcock Presents today. It's and it was like season 2, episode 35.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, those are half hour episodes, but still, it's just.
Yeah, you've got some kids animated shows out there where it's like, you know, season 2, episode 78. You're like, what the fuck? But
yeah. Well, and then the other thing to think about is, like, I saw some guy post a TikTok the other day. Or not a TikTok, because I don't have the TikTok. Where he was just like, so I looked it up the other day. And apparently Gilligan's Island was only 3 seasons. And there was 98 episodes. But it was only 3 seasons. And I swear to God, the show was on forever. And it was at least 500 episodes. And I watched it every day after school, you know, on and on and on. But
dude, 98 episodes, that's like 33 a season. Or 33 a year. So that's still a lot.
Season 1 was 36 episodes. Season 2, 32 episodes. Season 3 was 30 episodes. And then they had a pilot.
That's insane. And then, you know, like I was saying, we're watching Big Mouth right now, and there's 10 episodes per season, and they'll go 2 years in between.
Yep. Yeah, no, a lot like Dark Winds. Dark Winds is the show I started watching back up again. Well, it was an AMC Plus show. I watched the first season on AMC Plus, 6 episodes. And then season 2 came out in the first season 1 came out in 2022. Season 2 came out in 2023. It was 6 episodes. And this is a show, it takes place in the 70s, but it takes place in the New Mexico desert. So it's not like you have big elaborate sets. You just have to have older vehicles. And the episodes are like 45 minutes apiece, but yeah, a season is 6 episodes. And that's it.
Like, it's crazy.
I know the story they want to tell is the story they want to tell, but it's does seem odd. But it's on Netflix now. I've watched the first 3 episodes of season 2. I mean, I'm really enjoying the show. It's a fantastic show. I don't know if it's going to get re-upped for a 3rd season or if they've just decided, nah, we're done telling our story. I mean, it's based on books. First book came out in 78, second book came out in 80. So, I mean, it's based on books. So it's not like there couldn't be more. And, okay, yeah, it was renewed for a 3rd season, but that should be coming out about now then. Based on the first 2 seasons, and it hasn't. So, but yeah, but to go to it, it stars Zahn McLaren. He's been in Longmire. He was in every season of Longmire. He was in the second season of Fargo. He was in the second season of Westworld. He was in Hawkeye and in Echo. So he's a Lakota Indian.
Yeah.
He's great. I like he's been in a ton of stuff, but he's really like picked it up the last few years with stuff that I'm watching at least. And I enjoy him thoroughly. Like I said, with Longmire and he's had a bunch of, remember Midnight Texas?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. But yeah, he was in a few episodes of Westworld, and then apparently he was in, yeah, like I said, Echo and Hawkeye and Reservation Dogs. So, yeah. Anyways, it's a great show. It takes place in the 70s. It's like a murder mystery type thing. He's a Navajo police officer. Yeah, it's based on books by Tony Hillerman, the Lee Porn and Chi novel series, apparently, of which there are 18 of them. Oh. And then after he died, someone else wrote, his daughter wrote 9 more.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's It's a great show. You should go watch it on Netflix if you haven't. Again, only 12 episodes total to enjoy.
which takes up 2 seasons.
Yeah, exactly. Which is 2 seasons. Well, I mean, but to be fair, you remember Fawlty Towers?
Yes.
Amazing show. Absolutely amazing show. 2 seasons, 12 episodes. And the first season aired from, I think it aired in 75. 5. Let's see here. Yeah, first season aired in 75, and the second season aired in 1979.
Damn.
4 years in between, we got 12 total episodes. And this is a show that here in the States, if you will, would absolutely have been 23 episodes in a season, because it's about, you know, John Cleese and his wife, and they run this this inn, a bed and breakfast inn, whatever, called Fawlty Towers. And it's just, yeah, it's a very funny show. It's a great show. Only 12 episodes.
And why is it called Fawlty Towers?
Because his name is Basil Fawlty.
Yeah, it's not like there are towers there that are, you know, falling down or broken. No.
His name is Basil Fawlty. But it's absolutely hilarious show. It's like fantastic. So him and his wife at the time, Connie Booth, and she plays the maid in the show, Polly, like they wrote it, and it's just, yeah, it's fantastic. So anyhow, sidetrack there. Yeah, yeah, that's one of the shows I'm watching is Dark Winds. I'm on the second season of Evil. I haven't watched it in a little while. It's a show that I didn't, you know, once I got into it, I was really enjoying it, but I just need a little break. So I was kind of watching it a lot, so I just need a little break. So I did. And that's why I started watching Dark Winds.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of great stuff about the series finale, which just happened. So I'm trying to avoid spoilers because I don't want to be spoiled, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
Which it's not like the third season has already dropped and it's already there. So it's not like this is actively happening every day on social media that you're worrying about them. But well,
yeah, I'm on the second season. The third season, like you said, already happened, but the fourth season just finished up. Like, because the first season, the third season was in 2022, the fourth season was in 2024, and the series finale just happened on August 22nd. So just a couple, just, you know, 10 days back, whatever. So I am trying to avoid anything spoilery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm on season two. It's kind of interesting. Each episode in season two, it's like the title is like B is for brain, or S is for silence, or U is for UFO, or whatever it is, and they have like a pop-up picture book that they open up that says like I is for IRS, and then it has like a theme to go with whatever the episode is. So it's kind of, that's kind of neat, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. There was there's a real big, like, I know, are you ever going to watch it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is one, like I said, I watched the first couple of episodes when it was live on CBS, and I just couldn't get into it. And you were waiting on my review, and I was like, I just can't get into it. You were like, then I'm not even going to bother starting. And that was back in the day. So now everybody says that it's better, especially once it went to Peacock or Paramount. So,
definitely
going to be checking it out.
True story. Yeah. Yeah, no, it definitely did get better there, and I'm almost done season two. I think I only got a couple episodes left. I got four episodes left in season two before we jump to season three. There's something that happens in it, and I look forward to you watching it so we can discuss it.
Nice.
Yeah, just because it's one of those, like, what? Kate and I are on the last season of Cold Case still. I think we've kind of slowed down our viewing on that just because we're trying to draw it out a little bit, maybe. Still a great show. I still, you know, great watch. I say rewatch because I watched it was originally on, but I didn't watch every episode. So this is really the first time I'm thoroughly watching it all the way through. I don't know what we'll do after this, but it's solid. And then I'm almost done the second season of... the first season of the 1980s Twilight Zone run. I've been kind of, that took a back burner when I jumped into Evil.
Gotcha.
But I still do enjoy, I enjoy the, some of the stories are really good. And in others, the 80s that kind of cheesiness can kill it a little bit, but it's still pretty damn solid. But yeah, I'm still working on that one right now. I'm almost done the first season.
Nice.
Yeah, which is 24 episodes. And then season two is only 11. And then season three is was in syndication. It's 30 episodes. But that's and then the wife and I, of course, are watching Deadliest Catch. And it's, I don't know, we just tickles us. We like it a lot.
Reality shows can be fun.
Yeah. So what are you guys watching?
So we watched a little bit more of the Decameron, which that's the Netflix one that takes place during the Black Plague. I still don't think that you guys would like it. It's a period piece, which I know Kate normally likes, but I don't think she'd like this one. And I don't think you'd like it because everyone on there is an asshole. It's gotten more intriguing as we get towards the end. There's like two episodes left, but it's definitely one of those where, like, we're not binging it. You know, I think at most we've ever watched is two episodes at a time, and then we're like, okay, we got to stop. It also, I think it might set the record for the longest intro in a show. Like, when you go to skip intro on Netflix, it jumps like 2.5 minutes in because
that's a chunk of time.
Yeah, it's music. And it's these animated rats, like black and white drawings of rats, you know, congregating into different shapes and such. It's ridiculously long, but it's got some good dark humor. It's got some intrigue, some political intrigue, but overall, I can't give it a hard sell. I don't think that you would like it. I will also say on that note, I was very pissed, and a lot of people are very pissed, to find out that that show that I gave you the really hard sell on, My Lady Jane, has already been canceled.
Oh, really?
And the really shitty thing, the really, like, why people are really pissed about this is because it had only been out for like a month, and Amazon canceled it. And it was a month where the fucking Olympics were happening. And they were like, we just didn't get the viewership. It's on Prime, okay?
And it's on during the Olympics.
Yeah. And this was a amazing show. I've been seeing people pop up on TikTok. They're like, somebody needs to save this. Somebody needs to rescue it. I'm hoping that that happens. I'm hoping one of the other streamers picks it up because this was really well done. Like, my hard sell stands on this one. It was fucking great. And apparently we weren't the only ones. But yeah, they canceled it like a month after it came out. That's stupid. I don't understand what the purpose is behind that, but I'm also, you know, we're seeing more and more things like, what was it? The Borderlands movie bombing at the box office and coming to home video like 2 weeks after it was in the box office, you know, for something that cost $150 million or so, you wouldn't dream of it coming to home video in 2 weeks, but
no, it's like, kind of a shame that it did do so bad, evidently.
Yeah. So yeah, the Decameron, I'm not going to give it a hard sell, but we will finish it. We've got two episodes left. We've really, as I mentioned in the beginning, we've really been cruising on iZombie because Thursday the 5th is the last day that it's going to be on Netflix. I don't know if it's going to be anywhere else. So we're trying to get all the way through. And we are. Like, we've got three episodes left and then we're done. It is a great show. I do feel like the fifth season got very rushed. It's 13 episodes per season, and the first three seasons or so were so well done. There's so much good world building. The characters are great. There's ups and downs. And you, some of the character arcs that you watch people from season one all the way through season five, it's amazing to watch their growth. Based on a graphic novel, but kind of loosely, because the graphic novel, I think she worked as like a gravekeeper. And in this one, she's actually working in the medical examiner's office. So there's a lot of differences, but I still love this show. Julia's loving it. You know, we're cruising through it, but it's never like, oh God, we're going to slog through three more episodes. We're really excited. And, you know, when we reach the end, it'll be sad, but then we're talking about all the other stuff that we're opening up to. Like, we do have to watch Umbrella Academy, even though there's so much negative out there about it. And I really want to check out. Yep. I really want to check out that new show, Chaos, on Netflix, the one with Jeff Goldblum as Zeus. And but it's modern day. I've heard it's amazing. There's a lot of good reviews out there for it. My buddy Kelly said that she put it right up there with Sandman. She loved it. Really? So I really want to check that out. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we've been like putting on the back burner while we've been cranking through Eyes on Me. But every now and then you need like to break it up, and you need something quick and funny or fun or just kind of a palate cleanser. So we're up to season 5 now of Big Mouth, which just keeps honestly getting better and better. I mean, I've never watched a show or a movie with Julia like this one where she regularly goes, "Oh my God, that is too much. I you need to pause right now. That is just too much." And it's just, there is some over the top stuff. Like, we just, in season 5, episode 1, we got to see the boys. Now, again, these are like 8th graders, maybe. They're all talking about participating in No Nut November. And one of the special guest stars was Kumail Nanjiani, which this was right when he was getting shredded for the Eternals. So it's an animated show, though. But he's like doing his workout thing and talking about how great No Nut November is and, you know, holding your seed. And he appears to Jay, done by the brilliant Jason Mantzoukas, in the form of himself, but made entirely out of cum. And so he's cum male Nanjiani, and then offers Jay a granola bar, because they all bet that. They were like, the first person who nuts during No Nut November owes us a granola bar. And Jay was the last one. Kumail's like, "Here you go. You want a granola bar?" He goes, "I don't want a granola bar." He goes, "You'll want this one. It's made of cum." He's like, "Oh, all right." So yeah, Julia's just like, "Okay, pause. This is too much." But it's an amazing show. It really is. And the thing about this, and they drop hints and little throwaway lines and stuff like that, is a lot of this was done by Nick Kroll and some of the other guys who created the show. It's obviously exaggerated, but this is based on the shit they went through when they were growing up, you know, when they were going through puberty, when they were experiencing junior high, high school era. So that brings some realism to it. Obviously, like I said, you know, it goes way over the top. The episode where Jesse decides that she doesn't want to use a tampon because that's too scary, so she's just going to throw 3 pads together and jump into the lake, and it goes so over the top that the pads absorb all the water in the lake and suck a plane out of the sky. You know, it's completely over the top, but
it's a little much. Yeah,
but you got to figure, when you're that age, you know, the embarrassment probably feels like that. It probably does reach that point where,
yes, I think we've talked about that before, but yes, where the embarrassment, it does seem like it's that big of a deal. Yes.
Yeah. So again, Big Mouth, an amazing show. It is so well done. It's their half hour episodes. I think there was one extra long, like 45-minute episode, but this show is so well done. It's got great characters. It's got great humor. I mean, there's stuff in there. Like, they put little signs up outside of the school that usually will tie into another joke in the series. Sometimes, like 2 minutes before, somebody will say something and then there's a sign on the school, but it's a blink and you miss it. Like, literally, it's there for 2 seconds and then it goes right to the interior of the school, so you got to be quick. But yeah, highly recommend Big Mouth. Everybody should watch it. There's 7 seasons. We're on season 5 right now. So the only other show that I'm watching, we've kind of switched it up at the gym. We're trying to go more often for shorter periods. So instead of watching Person of Interest, we've kind of put that on the back burner now. We're just doing shorter spats. I have been watching the new animated Batman, Caped Crusader.
Yep.
On Amazon Prime. And I think I'm 3 or 4 episodes in, and I don't like it as much.
No,
it for one thing, it takes place in the 1950s, so it's still the Batman universe. It's still the Batman story. You've still got Bruce Wayne and his parents are gunned down in Crime Alley. And you've still got Alfred, but Bruce always calls him Pennyworth. He doesn't call him Alfred. He's like, Pennyworth, what are we going to do about this? Which feels weird.
That does feel weird.
They've made a few other choices that are odd. We just met Selina Kyle, who is Catwoman, but true to the 1950s style, like she gets a costume and she has a long cape on, like you would expect for heroes back then. But her father like was rich and then he went to jail for tax fraud. And so all the bunnies run out and she's kind of living in the big fancy house with creditors knocking down the doors and they're going to repo everything. Oswald Cobblepot is actually Oswalda Cobblepot. They went with a female version of the Penguin this time. That's
a choice. Yeah,
sure it does. It works. They made her basically a lounge singer. She owns the Iceberg Lounge, which is essentially a floating yacht. Which, yes, I know yachts all float, but it's, you know, a travel boat, lounge, gambling parlor, probably to keep away from, you know, police. But she runs her own little criminal empire. And it's not an overly great show. The episodes are short. I don't feel like there's a lot of good world building going on. It's mostly each episode is to introduce a new character. You know, we met Oswaldo. We met Clayface in one episode. We've met the Catwoman. And Bruce also was ordered to go to a therapist because he punched out a paparazzi guy. Well, a reporter back then. And the therapist is Harleen Quinzel, who apparently is... We're going to find out in a couple episodes I had seen this, that she is Harley Quinn, but there's no Joker around. So she's just Harley Quinn of her own volition. So I'll be interested to see what's up with that. It seems that she basically likes to study and torment rich people. So I don't know. I'll keep watching it because it's something to do with the gym other than just staring at the muted news screens on the wall. But yeah, I'm not going to give it a hard sell.
Did you, when you started talking about the new Batman series, it made me think of the old Gotham series. Did you ever watch the finale?
No. I actually read an article the other day that was talking about shows that started off so well and ended awfully. And oh, that was on the list.
We must have read the same article.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, apparently, like, it doesn't make sense. But, like, the final episode takes place 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't watched it yet to see, are they using the same actors? Because that's a
bold move.
Yeah. And we basically see Batman at the end, finally. But whatever.
That was supposed to be the whole thing about Gotham, was that it wasn't Batman. We weren't supposed to see Batman. Bruce Wayne was just supposed to be a rich kid. It was supposed to focus on Gordon and everything that came before it. But then they were like, let's bring on Penguin. Let's bring on Riddler. Now let's bring on this, you know, kid Jerome, who's going to be Joker. And this is Barbara Gordon, but she's going to be crazy like Harley Quinn would be, or like Joker would be. But now she's sane, but now she's crazy. And they changed too much stuff. And then by the end, it was all about, or it wasn't even the end. It was like three seasons in, and they were like, we got to get this kid into some Batman stuff.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. So, okay. I didn't know if you'd ever watched it.
No.
I've debated going to watch it just to watch it, but nah.
Nah.
I'm good. It never tied into the Pennyworth show, did it?
No, it did not. No,
okay, I wasn't sure. I didn't think it did.
They've also said that Batman will not be appearing. The Robert Pattinson Batman will not be appearing on the Penguin show.
Okay.
So.
Again, another show that's only, what, six episodes or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
You got any more shows to chit chat about?
No more shows to chit chat about. Just four movies.
What'd you watch for movies? I know one of them.
Well, one of them was we watched Howl's Moving Castle. I had never seen it. Julie had never seen it. Studio Ghibli. It was a really good movie. We're going to try to go through most of the Ghibli catalog. We've both seen a number of the movies, but you can't really go wrong with Studio Ghibli stuff. It's good. Howl's Moving Castle. There's this young girl who's pretty much a nobody, and she gets cursed right in the beginning to be an old woman. She's just this witch curses her and she becomes an old woman. And she kind of just accepts it. She's like, meh. And she heads out into the world to go find somebody to remove her curse and meet some interesting people along the way and has some adventures. It's really good. I don't want to give a lot away, but I recommend it. This is a good, it's a good solid flick. Some of the story kind of jumps around and you're like, wait, what's going on there? Or you feel like they should have explained something, but they didn't. So, but yeah, I definitely give this one a good hard sell.
Okay. What was the name of it again?
Howl's Moving Castle. All the Ghibli ones are on HBO Max right now. I know it's just called Max, but
I'll call HBO Max forever, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't hurting no one. What'd you watch for movies?
Oh, I got like 14 of them to watch.
Crap. Well, other than the one that we watched together, I will say that we also sat down. You had talked about it the other day and it made me think of it. We watched Identity.
Okay.
It's funny. You had mentioned it. And then I mentioned it to Julia. And then I got on TikTok one night and there was a guy who was like, how have I never seen this movie? It's like 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was phenomenal. It was so well done. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But it's been long enough that I didn't remember all of it. I remembered most of it, but I didn't remember all of it. So it was a fun watch. That is a great movie. Good psychological thriller. Great twist. And they don't make you wait until the very end for the twist. I mean, there is a twist at the end, but like the primary twist comes, I'd say, what, like 2/3 of the way in?
Muted. Yes. I would say about 2/3 of the way in.
Yeah. And you go, whoa, wait a minute. And yeah.
But it's still not even. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to give it away. It's a great flick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that is one that you have to check out. Honestly, like go watch Identity if you can, if you want a good and suspenseful movie.
The cast is the amazing. The cast.
Holy crap. It's one of those every time somebody shows up on screen, you're like, oh, my God, I know them. Oh, my God, I know them. I know them.
Yeah. Yeah, the film came out in 2003, but like it's got John Cusack, Ray Liotta, Amanda Peet, John Hawks, Alfred Molina, Clay Duvall, John C. McGinley, William Lee Scott, Jake Busey, Rebecca De Mornay, you know, it's on and on and on and on. I mean, it's an amazing cast.
Rebecca De Mornay was almost unrecognizable for me. Like,
I get that.
She was the movie star actress in the very beginning that you meet, and I almost didn't recognize her. John C. McGinley, though, I'll recognize him anywhere.
Yeah, he pretty much he looks the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
And the other movie that I watched, other than what we watched together, was something that this was an odd one for me to say. This was one of my geeky gaps that we have every now and then. Julia had seen this one and was like, oh, it's so good.
Makes it worse.
You ready for this? I don't know if you're ready for this. The original, not the remake, the original, The Thing.
No, you wait. What the fuck? How have you not seen that movie?
I know. It's one of those where it's kind of like the original Alien. You know, it came out when I was a kid, and I'm sure my dad watched it and went right beyond it because it didn't offer up enough boobs for him. So, you know, he probably watched it once and that was it. It didn't have boobs or Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I love this movie. This was great.
It's such a great movie. The practical effects are wild.
I was about to say the practical effects are amazing.
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley was literally unrecognizable. Like I said, Rebecca De Mornay was pretty unrecognizable. Wilford Brimley was absolutely unrecognizable because he had no facial hair. Like,
yeah,
he didn't look like him. Keith David did not have as deep of a voice as we're so used to him having. It sure. was actually kind of high pitched, and it threw me off. It made me laugh. I thought it was great.
Yeah, no, this movie it's fantastic. The practical effects are fantastic. The story's great. Again, talk about a cast: Kurt Russell, Wilford Brimley, T.K. Carter, Keith David. I mean, and then a lot of people you'll see and go, "Oh, I don't know who that is." And then you'll see him like, "Oh yeah, okay, I saw him in this, that, whatever." The movie came out 42 years ago. I mean, I really can't believe you haven't watched it.
I know, and it's one of those, like I said. Everybody knows about it. I can talk about it. You know, yeah. I knew the concept. I knew basically everything that happened, but I had never actually sat down and watched it. And she was like, "Let's fix that." And I was like, "Fucking let's fix that."
It's kind of like Alien.
Yeah.
But it's exactly. in the Arctic and not in space.
Yep. Yep.
What's the other cool thing? So I don't know if you remember it, but did you watch the, it's not a remake. It's the prequel.
Is that the one with Mary Elizabeth Winstead? It's also called The Thing.
Yes, it's also called The Thing. Came out in 2005.
So it's a prequel? It's
no,
not
no,
a
no, remake? No, it's a prequel.
So does it tell the story of the Swedish team?
Yes, basically. So the movie, if you haven't watched it, I mean, go watch it.
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch it now. I thought it was just a remake, and I was like, maybe we'll get to that. But now I'm definitely going to watch it.
Okay, so... The prequel, also called The Thing, came out in 2011. Yeah. And sorry, Mary Elizabeth Winstead and Joel Edgerton and whatnot. Without ruining it, because I'm not ruining it, it does a Rogue One. So you know how...
The opening scene where they're chasing in the helicopter with the dog.
Helicopter's chasing the dog. The end of The Thing, the helicopter's chasing the dog.
Amazing.
Yes.
Okay. Now it's going on the list.
Yeah.
Because, it was going to be one of those like, maybe someday I'll check that out. Kind of like I told her I want to watch Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and I haven't decided if I want to watch the original or the remake.
I think start with the original.
And then that got me thinking like, maybe both of them, you know, do spread them out. I didn't realize that this was a prequel. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, The Thing is, the 2011 The Thing is a prequel that ends... Literally where the 1982 movie kicks off. Yeah. It's pretty fantastic. All right. Movies for me. So I got some new for me movies. I got some brand new movies. I got a couple of long ass fucking movies. Holy cow. I can't remember if I talked about this. Well, okay. So, all right. The Strangers Chapter One. Have I talked about that yet? Did I already talk about that one?
It's been so long.
I can't remember what I watched. Or not. All right. I like it. I mean, it's not supposed to be a sequel to The Strangers. It's supposed to be like, but it's also not supposed to be, I think it's supposed to be a prequel perhaps. It's better than The Strangers, Dark Knight or whatever the second one was, Pray at Night. It's way better than that. It's very good along the same lines as the original, The Strangers. I'll watch the next two. It's supposed to be three movies that they're doing, chapters 1, 2, and 3. I'll watch the next two. I enjoyed it a lot. Yes, a lot of people will say, oh, it's just a remake of the original. Whatever. If you like the original, you like this one then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched Maxine.
That's the third one, right?
The third one. I'm not going to say it's bad because it's not bad. But, like, I liked X. I didn't really care for Pearl. But it was okay. This one's better than Pearl, but I probably like X better.
Okay.
But it didn't really blow me away. Like, I watched it. It's probably a one-time watch for me. I can't give it a hard sell. It's just not my cup of tea, I guess.
I had heard similar things just looking at news articles and such.
So, I mean, you know, Mia Goth, maybe she's great in it. I don't know, but it just is what it is for me. It's just whatever. If they, you know, it's, what is it, 73% Rotten Tomatoes? Sure.
How would you rank them of the three movies? Like, put them in your order.
Well, I like X. I'd probably go X, Triple, then Maxine, and then Pearl would be the closer, the bottom.
Okay.
So, I watched a flick called Blood Relatives. I believe it was on Shudder. I had seen this list of like, good like horror road trip movies or whatever that maybe you haven't seen, and I was like, all right, I'll check this out. Let's see here. It was on, I think it was on Netflix, but it's from one of my streaming channels. Anyways, it's about a guy who is a vampire and he finds out that he has a daughter who's also a vampire, and basically they're kind of adventures together and adjusting to life and this and that and everything. So it is like a road trip movie, but there's also parts where there's not road trip.
Did you actually finish that movie?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did they eat that old lady in the house?
They did not eat the old lady in the house.
Oh, okay.
What was it called?
Blood Relatives.
Oh, okay.
So it was okay. I can't give it a hard sell, but it was all right for what it was.
Okay.
All right. I watched Sasquatch Sunset, and I want my 83 minutes back.
Oh my God! Is that the one with Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Yeah, I became a background movie while I did some blogging and whatnot. But I definitely want my 83 minutes back.
Yeah, dude. From what I saw, like with the preview, they were like, "Oh my God, it's going to be amazing." I was like, "No, that looks terrible."
Yeah, and I think they're doing like a big like home video release for it too. I it came up in my feed where they're doing this like this big home video release with all these extras on the 4K Blu-ray and da 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 da. And I'm like, why? That's a waste. Yeah.
That seemed like the type of thing somebody made on a dare. Like a bad dare, like a drunken dare.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just know that it was not good. It's kind of how I feel about that. So there's no real dialogue to speak of in it. You know, I mean, I don't know if the actors and actresses had fun making the movie. I mean, I would assume they did. But yeah, no, it's not good. So I'm going to rate that one.
Yikes. Okay. Well, thanks for taking one for the team to, let us know that we don't need to watch that.
Watch Joyride. The classic one with Steven Zahn and Paul Walker and Lily Sobieski, whatever.
I was going to say, that sounds like an old one that I watched.
It was on that list. So it's interesting. It came out, I don't know, 2002, 2003, something like that. Lily Sobieski, whatever, how you pronounce her last name. She was 17 when this movie was filmed.
Wow.
And she's supposed to be playing like a college student older. Like it's not that far of a reach, but like her cast members and her love interests are in their mid 20s.
It's so interesting because usually you see the opposite, you know, you see actors and actresses who are much older than the characters that they play. You know, they're playing an 18-year-old, but they're actually like 32 or something.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. But no, it's not a bad movie, but it's supposed to be like a road trip movie where this guy's going to go pick up a girl that he loves and has had a crush on forever. But then he gets sidetracked because he calls his mom and she's like, your brother's getting out of jail 200 miles away from you. And so he goes and picks her up, and then it's Steven Zahn, and he's just like the dumbass older brother. and let's get a CB so we can, you know, mess with people. And then they catfish a guy. And then, like, they're late picking up the girl who's, like, got all her shit packed. And he's like, I guess I'll see you tomorrow. She's like, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. But, like, everything's packed up, so I don't know where she's staying for the night. But then, like, the guy they catfish maybe kills a guy. And so they get delayed another whole day. And it's like, I guess she's just fine. And then halfway in the movie, they finally pick her up and continue this. Like, it was just, there was a lot of plot issues I had with it. And this is what shocked me, because when I started watching it, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to care about it. I haven't seen it in a long time. It came out in 2001. It's got some really shitty direct sequels or whatever. But when I was watching the opening credits and I saw that it was written by J.J. Abrams, I was like, oh, well, no shit. Well, this has got some potential. Not his best work.
No.
not his best work, and maybe it's because someone else rewrote it and his name still gets a credit for it,
right?
But yeah, not his best work, that's for sure.
Wow, it's so weird when you see somebody's name on that, you know, where it's like J.J. Abrams, you know, somebody who's very famous, who you've seen a ton of his stuff, you've liked a ton of his stuff, and then you're like, wow, yeah, really, this.
Yeah. Yeah. I took Addison and a friend to the movies today. They asked me if I'd take them to go see Deadpool and Wolverine. So I went and saw that again today at 12:30. It's an awesome flick, even the second time through. I can't say I noticed anything I didn't notice the first time.
Okay.
I understood Gambit a little better, what he was saying. But yeah, I know that. Oh, let me see the baby. Look, it's the baby.
Hi, baby.
That's Mr. Bojangles. Yeah, I mean, it's still badass the second time through. I can't say because I knew now that Blake Lively was Lady Deadpool, like that changed anything about the character or whatever. But yeah. It was cool seeing Gambit again, because I actually hyper-focused on everything that he was doing. And, dude, it was awesome. I think that's the steal for me of the movie, is him. And, like, his dialogue, like, sometimes I think I was born here. I don't even know. I think all the people we could have saved, or, you know, I didn't have the opportunity really to save anyone. Like, just the little things. And and then watching him just be the most comic book Gambit you could be in a movie. Like, it was just, it was cool. It was cool as shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I watched a flick called Coming Home in the Dark.
Okay.
And that was on that road trip one. And this is definitely on Netflix. I think it's Australia, New Zealand psychological thriller based on a short story. It's basically about these guys that abduct a man and his wife and, well, his family, because of something that they accuse of him doing in the past. And they're taking them to they're taking him someplace. And then just kind of the struggle along the way of what happens. And it was very interesting. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't give it a hard sell, because I can't say, oh my God, it was amazing. But it was just a solid movie.
Okay.
Solid movie. Apparently, it's got 92% on Rotten Tomatoes and 7.0 out of 10 on, with an average rating of 7 out of 10. So, I enjoyed it. It's I think it's worth your time. It's on Netflix. Yeah, it's called Coming Home in the Dark. It's just, again, it didn't blow me away, but it's just a solid flick where they're basically trying to tell you a story, but they're taking their time telling you the story.
Gotcha. Okay.
I watched The Killer, the John Woo flick on Peacock.
How is that? Now, this is a remake of his original one, right?
So this is a remake of his 1989 flick, The Killer, with Chow Yun-fat and Sue Hart. If I just go watch that.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's got the stereotypical, it's got the gunplay in it. It's got the fucking pigeons flying everywhere during fight scenes. And it's the lead, the actress, just is okay in her role. Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible. I watched it. It didn't blow me away. All it makes me want to do is just watch the original, which was really fucking awesome. So, yeah.
Well, that's... I was worried about that, especially where the original was a classic, essentially.
Yeah, and he redid his own movie, and he, you know, he... Instead of his leading being a... Well, I'd say Chinese man, which doesn't matter because it's a Chinese film... You know, his leading person now is a black woman. And like, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't bad per se. It just, go watch the original.
Okay.
That's it. You know, I mean, yeah. What's it got? Yeah, 55 on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Makes sense. You were about to say Rotten Potatoes.
I know I was. But yeah, that seems accurate.
Okay.
I watched the original 1979 or 78 television miniseries Salem's Lot. It's something I've been wanting to watch for a little while now. When it was on TV, it was just over 3 hours long. And then when they released it on home video, they just released like a 2 hour home video version of it. Cutting a whole hour out of the story. Wow. Yeah. And then when they released it on DVD later in life, they did release the full version again. It's on Shudder. Ended up watching that over the weekend in two parts. And it's a lot better than I remember it. Like, it really is a lot better than I remember it being. You know, it's a vampire flick. It's solid.
What was the reason that they took the hour out? Do you know?
I think just because for home video consumption, they were just like, oh, we can't put out it. Probably because back then it'd have to be on two cassettes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This is going to have to be on two cassettes. So we'll just, you know, cut it down and put it on one. Because as I was like, they successfully told this story in 3 hours. And I'm like, well, they would have to cut major plot points out really to make it fit down to that 2 hour home video. And I haven't taken the time to look up to see what, if anything, they cut out. Let's see here.
I didn't know if it was something like they just trimmed the fat or if there was stuff they had to take out for like musical rights, you know, like they didn't have the rights to the music anymore.
Well, when I watched it, I didn't, at no point did I say like, oh, you know what? I see how they cut an hour out of this. You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing that made me go, they need to cut this movie down. The other reason why I wanted to watch it, and I actually want to watch the TNT miniseries they made of it as well, is because there's a new movie coming out later in October. It's going to be released on Max. At least it didn't get shelved like Batgirl and other movies, but it's going to be on Max. It's a new version, a remake, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
So, hold on.
Okay.
I watched Long Legs.
How'd that treat you?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I really Like, I really don't know. Yeah, I got no fucking clue, quite frankly.
Seems to be about par for the course with that one from what I've been seeing.
I just know Nick Cage plays Long Legs, if you will, and yeah, it's a Satan worshiping film. Like, they worship Satan in it.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place in the 90s. It's a rather confusing story. Is it Maka Monroe or Maka Monroe, who's the lead actress in it? She was in It Follows, and she's been in a bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
She wasn't bad, but her character had some sort of autism or something going on, even though she was an FBI agent. So like, sure. Yeah, it was just weird.
So did you not like her character or?
No, it's not that I didn't like her character. It's just, I don't want to give away too much because it hasn't been out that long.
Yeah.
And it just got on digital recently. And
there's a lot of people talking about it. So
it's one of those movies where you have to, like, you have to watch it so you can like Hereditary, watching that movie. You know what I mean? It's like you watch it and you're like, okay, I watched it. I can be in on the conversation now. I don't need to watch it again. Although I do kind of have the urge to watch that again now. It's been long enough and it's almost like, was it really that bad as I thought? Or was it really that odd as I thought? Or was I just not in the right state of mind when I watched it? Same thing with Midsommar.
Well, you let me know how that turns out, because I'm all set with Hereditary. I will never watch that again.
Yeah, it's not that extreme. It's just so...
It's right up there with Barbarian for me.
I mean, this movie is kind of odd, like Barbarian's odd.
Yeah.
In the flow and what we're watching and the direction it goes, so... Yeah.
Okay.
My knee jerk is I don't ever need to watch that again. Watch The Watchers.
The original, like, old school?
No, not the Disney Watchers film from way back in the day. I watched the Shana Night Shyamalan.
Oh.
The Watchers from 2024 with Dakota Fanning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on, what's it on? It's streaming on one of them right now. Just came on like last Friday.
Okay.
A bunch of stuff came out last Friday on streaming. Like Fall Guy, The Watchers. Let's see here. It is on Max. It's on Max.
How is it?
It was good. Yeah, it was really good. The Watchers was really, really good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. The story was interesting. Yeah. She didn't, I mean, I guess she did try to do a big twist, but it wasn't like, the M Night, like after The Sixth Sense, we agree that every movie M Night Shyamalan has tried to do a big twist to fool you or get you or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in this, the twist is there. It's a little subtle. And you're just like, okay, yeah, it's what I expected. But they pulled it off well. Whereas like M. Night Shyamalan's twists are like, you want to call shenanigans, like, you know, out of Misery. Where it's like, no, they showed us. He didn't jump out of the car before it went off the cliff last week. Right. But now all of a sudden, he, you know, like that type of thing, you know. But yeah, it's a good flick. It's on Max. Go watch it.
Thanks. Yeah, I added it to my list.
So Kate and I watched Horizon, an American Saga.
Yeah. Sound really excited.
I didn't dislike it.
Okay.
I thought it was good. My problem with it is that they told a lot of different stories for different people, because that's what a saga does. But I feel like they did not do a very good job establishing characters. Like the movie came out the movie starts and they tell you, like, you know, like 1859 San Pedro Valley. And then we just see these characters. And we don't know their names. Like the very few characters that they actually name, like where they say their name, so you know who it is they're talking about. But they don't really establish characters. And it's like, why am I supposed to care about these people? We haven't established why I care about them. Or they leave a lot of stories open-ended. It's kind of like, Kate and I watched like the 26-hour Centennial earlier this year, where the movie starts, it's you know, 12 movies basically, and each episode tells a story, or is it 16? Doesn't matter. Each episode establishes these characters, and you see the characters in progressive films, but they've already established who they are, and you've gotten to know them, and you make the decision as to why you like them or not. Whereas like this one, we see some characters, we meet some characters, these characters are attacked or killed. You don't feel one way or the other because you haven't been gotten to know these characters, but yet we're supposed to feel some way. And then the stories intertwine, but they don't really intertwine. And it's hard to tell a timeline, but then like there's been some like advancement in the future. Like in this scene, it was like a baby and the guy and the girl. And then the next scene, it's winter, but it's not been that winter because the kid's a couple years old. So it's been a couple years, but they don't like say, oh, it's been a couple years. And it's just, the flow of the story is not well.
Okay.
And it's hard to attach yourself to a character, or it's hard to get in the moment. There's a couple of scenes in the movie where, yeah, you definitely get in the moment, but there's also like, hey, we're at a dance. Hey, we don't know who these people are. Hey, this character is acting really strange, but we don't know why. And we're not going to discuss it any further because we're just going to fucking kill him in 10 minutes and it doesn't matter anymore. Like, it was just like a lot of that. It was just, you had a hard time. Like the only character they established a couple of characters, but otherwise, I don't know. It was just, and very little exposition to kind of explain what's going on either, which is good and bad.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it wasn't bad. You don't have to sit down and watch the whole 3 hours at once, that's for sure. But I just, the flow of the story, they don't establish the characters well. It's like, yeah, I just watched an hour of stuff and I don't know, like there's no retention as far as to go forward. Like, and this story hasn't been concluded. And then like we meet a couple characters that, are we going to see them later? Maybe we're going to see them in part two, but by the time I watch part two, it's going to be so long. Maybe I won't care anymore, but they really didn't do enough to establish this character in part one for me to care about them when I see him in part two, other than go, oh shit, that's the guy from the very beginning of the movie that buries the bodies. And then we don't see him again. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's hard to describe. I'm having, you know, like, it feels not edited well. The flow doesn't feel well. I feel like there's so much potential for it to be really, really good. And maybe when part two comes out, it'll kind of make more sense. But it just left you feeling kind of like, okay. And then like the last 10 minutes of the movie, it's hard to tell, like, is this a passage of time montage, or is this like footage from part two that we haven't seen yet, or is it a mix of both, or like, you know, like sometimes they'll do like this season on Westworld and they'll show you a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they did that at the end of Horizon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So. Yeah. All right. And then the last movie I saw, we went to the movies and saw together. We saw Alien Romulus.
So enough time has passed. What did you think?
So real quick, because it bothered me for the longest time, and I finally figured it out. Apparently, this movie takes place between Alien and Aliens.
Okay.
So overall, I enjoyed the movie thoroughly. How about you?
Yes. Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
I had issues with the, in the first Alien movie, we get our first face hugger. Obviously, we now know what happens when you get face hugged and then it falls off. You've been basically impregnated with an alien. It's a parasite that's going to grow inside you and burst out of your chest or stomach or whatever. But it takes time to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it takes time to gestate. And in this flick, it takes like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If that, you know what I mean? Like, there's no time past it all. And boom, it's burst out of you and you dead.
Yeah.
So that's my one issue. I think what made Alien super scary was that there was one alien.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think in this one, we saw what? How many did we see? 15, 20?
10 million.
Right. And it was just, it was too many. It was just too many. So, and in every movie, the freaking android turns on you like, hello.
Yeah. You would almost think that the alien movies are basically anti-android, anti-AI. Because that's pretty much the message that you get throughout all of them. Like, all of them is don't trust the android. The android can't be trusted. Artificial intelligence can too easily be used against you. I felt like the beginning of this movie, it had a slow start, but it built up, you know, the world, the characters, the bleakness, etc. It was very suspenseful to a point. And then it stopped being suspenseful. And again, I don't want to get too deep into it because it's still fairly new. I mean, it's been out for a couple of weeks now, but you know, I don't really want to spoil it too much. But I felt the longer the movie went on, the more I found myself saying, really? Really? You're muted.
Thanks. Without ruining anything, you know, we meet Rook, who is an android in the movie.
Not to be confused with Bishop, the android from, you know, Aliens.
No, Ash. So Bishop. Ian Holm
was an alien. Yeah.
Right, but so Ian Holm,
yeah,
the actor who played Ash in the original Alien film,
mm-hmm,
that's who Rook's appearance is based on.
Yes, I was referring to Bishop Lance Henriksen from...
Yes, yes. Yeah. But, yeah, hold on. Ash is a... is an android in the first film as well. Bishop is the android in Aliens, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so Rook is a version of Ash from the first film. Because mm-hmm, that's what we've established in Prometheus and Alien Covenant, is that, you know, we can have the
chess pieces?
No. The androids all look the same with different names.
Mm.
So it's not the same person, but they did take the time to make it look like the android from Alien. So there we go. That's what I was trying to say. But yes, I had some issues with some of the storyline, specifically when it comes to the aliens.
Some of the storyline, some of the action sequences. I'm just going to say the zero G tunnel at the very end. I found myself saying, really? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you on that one.
I felt that the movie was enjoyable. I had fun with it, but the longer it went on, the more I found myself going, okay, this should have stopped a while ago. Like, I would have liked something more akin to either Alien or Aliens. Either give me Aliens where it's just a place that's absolutely overrun and, you know, they're just everywhere, or give me Alien where it's a mystery, you don't know what's going on, and there's like one out there.
Well, the reality is this should have been Alien, but because of Prometheus and Alien Covenant, we've already established that prior to the Alien flick, they already had like the Wayland Industries has already had all these embryos and had everything that we basically saw in this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I didn't dislike the movie. I thought it was a great, I enjoyed the movie. You know, it's the best alien movie we've had in quite a while. Good on them for, you know, doing really good in the box office.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll get more. But what I really care about now, what I want to see is I want to see another Predator movie. I want to see, like we got with Prey, I want to see it take place like in ancient samurai times where the Predator is battling samurais, or the Predator is battling Roman soldiers or something like that. I would love to see more of that.
I would like to see something like Predator versus Terminator. You know, like one of the advanced Terminators, T-1000 type.
Huh, that would be interesting. Well, that's it for me for movies.
Same. So
my real quick news.
Go ahead.
I'll say my real quick news thing. I just found out yesterday. Did you know they're doing a spinoff of Young Sheldon called Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage?
What?
Yeah.
So Young Sheldon was already a spinoff of
Big Bang.
Big Bang. So now we're getting a spinoff of a spinoff.
Yeah, yeah. And it's called Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage.
I don't think we need it.
Yeah, I don't I never watched Young Sheldon, although part of me is like, yeah, maybe I should have. I don't know.
I watched, I think, the first season and it was okay, but I didn't find myself excited to watch it or like going back every week and like, oh, new episode. It was more like, oh yeah, that's a show I'm watching.
Yeah, right, sure, fair enough, yeah. Let it be.
I just saw one thing tonight that I thought I'd share with you. Stephen King tweeted out the other day, simply, "Dear Paramount Plus, more evil, please." So he's looking for them to renew it. Huh. Apparently, he's a big fan.
Well, that's cool. Because I had some traveling to do for work. I went over to Machias and then over to Ellsworth, and I had to go through the town of Hancock, and so I took an 11-minute detour. And I went down and I checked out the Pet Sematary House.
Nice. How'd that treat you?
It was cool. I took some pictures. It was fun.
Did you get to walk around inside it and see?
No. Just the outside.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so. All right. How far back are we going?
August 13th, I believe, is the first one. At 2:22 p.m. We got a poster and we've had a trailer. I haven't shared it because I didn't really care, but it's Ryan Murphy's newest horror drama. This one's called Grotesquery. I'm sure it's going to be another, you know, American Horror Story or Scream Queens or what have you. It'll come on strong in the beginning and then it won't be that good. That's my prediction.
I mean, that's always a possibility. Yep, that starts this month, September, sometime. So, let's see here. Then you did share the trailer with Omniloop. I don't remember watching this.
So, Mary Louise Parker plays a physicist who is in a time loop. She's basically got a week to live because she has a black hole growing in her chest. So she keeps living the same time period over and over again. So basically one day she meets a student and this student might be able to help her. So it becomes the, you know, oh, every time I loop back around, I've got to convince her to help me. I like a good time loop.
I do as well.
I like it when they put a twist on it that the end of the loop is this person's death. So.
Okay. I must not have watched that trailer.
Maybe not.
Because I think I would have remembered that. So. Lost in a Mountain in Maine. I did watch that trailer. I mean, I'll watch that. I read the book.
I probably won't, but.
I had to read the book a few times, so.
Yeah. You like the book, I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, we had to read it in school, and then I read it to my kids. So, you know, the story of Don Fendler, you know, kid from Maine, got lost in Mount Katahdin in 1939 when he was 12. So, and he was out there for 9 days without food or proper clothing. So,
ruh-roh.
Yeah. So it's based on a true story from Maine, so I'll check it out.
Let me know how it is.
I will. Yeah.
So Only Murders in the Building season 4 got a nice lengthy trailer. I still really like this series. I'm looking forward to being able to watch the episodes. I think they usually come out one at a time. No, they dumped them all. They dumped them all on Hulu at the same time. I've liked the first 3 seasons, so looking forward to this one.
You shared the trailer for Kraven, and I said it then, and I'll say it again. I did not anticipate this. That looks badass.
It really does, right?
And then I got that trailer at Deadpool and Wolverine the first time I saw it, because I've seen it twice since it came out. And, yeah, like that. Or maybe we got Alien Romulus, actually. But, yeah, no, that trailer looks – that movie looks – it's way better than the first trailer. This trailer makes me want to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yep, which, you know, the last few that have come out of that studio were, you know, Madam Web,
which I watched.
We had Morbius. I still haven't watched Madam Web yet, but I do have to make myself watch that. Morbius.
Didn't you see Morbius in theaters?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I did.
No, sir.
Yeah, I didn't think Morbius was that bad. I think Madam Web was that bad. I didn't think it was that great, but I think it was that bad. So.
Okay.
I sent you the trailer for Queen of Villains. I'm very excited for this to come out.
Yeah, talk about that.
So it's a Japanese TV show that's going to be on the Netflix. It's a Netflix. It's a Netflix original as well. Hold on. I want to make sure I get the date right. Just give me a second. I think it probably already came out in Japan. Anyways, it's about Dump Matsumoto, who was a professional wrestler in Japan, a very popular professional wrestler in Japan in the 80s. And this movie, this TV show is basically about her life. Oh, it's September 19th it comes out. And this TV show, this Netflix original series, is basically about her life and professional wrestling and becoming a wrestler and how she became one of the most hated bad guy wrestlers in all of Japan. As Dump Matsumoto, and it just looks really, 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 really good. And Japanese women's wrestling had a huge boon in the 80s when that's where this takes place. And her character became like one of the most hated and then later one of the most loved wrestlers in all of Japan at that time. And I'm just very, very excited because the trailer looks good, like they took the wrestling seriously. And it may actually show us the hardships of the training, the dojo training in Japan for wrestlers, for both men and women, actually, and how they're treated. Definitely not like over here. There's a really good documentary that came out called Gaia Girls. Geez, 20 years ago now. That also shows the hardship of the dojo system in Japan for professional wrestling. This just looks amazing to me. I'm very, very excited about it. You know, if you liked Glow, you'll probably love this and be like, holy shit. This is way more intense than Glow.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. What was next? Teacup. I don't remember this one. This was a weird one.
It was just a teaser that shows absolutely nothing. It's going to be some kind of horror, psychological, whatever.
Horror series. Yeah. Horror television series created by Ian McCullough, inspired by a novel. First season is going to be on Peacock October 10th with the 8 half-hour episodes. On an isolated ranch in rural Georgia, several people are forced together to face a mysterious threat.
Yep. Seems about right.
Yvonne Stravosky's in it. Or Strahov, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. From Chuck and Dexter. And,
yeah.
What's the Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah. Ah, boy. Let's see. Well, I had to buy a new TV. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a Roku TV again. It's a 50 inch. It's the biggest I'll go. It did not quite fit on my TV stand. I bought a Frank Pomelo's in 1998. So I had to put a hillbilly board on the top. For now, we'll see what happens.
And why did you go with this particular type of TV?
A Roku TV?
Yes. Well, this particular type versus the Samsung.
Oh, well, so Sam, I wanted a Roku TV, not just a smart TV.
And you wanted to make sure that you had component hookups.
Oh, geez,
for your VCR.
Sorry. Well, I was focusing. Yes. So the Samsung TV has very little component hookups, not just for my VCR, but also for like the Wii or many HDMI ports. You'd have to like swap things out. I utilize my HDMI ports. I utilize all my components. Well, yes, that was another issue. But that was like I went with this TV because of the width of the legs on it was supposed to fit my TV stand, and they just were a little bit too big. I wanted a Roku TV because I like a Roku TV. The Samsung width would have 100% fit because the width of the legs there was only 28, but it was a generic smart TV, and I didn't want that. I wanted specifically a Roku, but also to boot, yes, the Samsung has not a lot of component hookups.
Gotcha.
And I got to be able to run my VCR.
Yeah.
Hey, my son, my oldest, took his VCR and VHS collection with him to college. Now, granted, his VHS collection is not large, maybe 25. They're well curated, but still, like, he brought him with him to college so he could watch those movies.
I mean, Wesley, it doesn't hurt anybody, you know?
Wesley just asked me if we had another VCR, if we could hook it up in his room. Because he wants to watch the old Transformers cassettes that I have.
Oh.
I'm not going to say no. So. You shared the trailer to Chaos, that one you talked about. I can't remember if you talked about that pre-show or during the show, but the Jeff Goldblum one.
Yeah, where he plays Odin. It looks really good. I'm really excited. It's getting a lot of good reviews. As I was telling you before the show, my buddy Kelly watched it, and she said she puts it right up there with Sandman. She loved it. I can't wait to check this one out.
Cool.
Tomb Raider, The Legend of Lara Croft. It's an animated based on the Tomb Raider series. Looks okay. I don't know if I'll carve out time to watch it or not. It might be a gym show, you know, watch it while I'm on the treadmill, but
sure.
It's not something that I'm chomping at the bit for.
The Friday 13th prequel series got a new showrunner. So at least it's moving forward. It's not dead in the water yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of dead in the water. Like, it's bounced around so many times here, in all honesty. It was supposed to be Brian Fuller. In May, he said that he was no longer attached, but they were still moving forward. And now it's going to be Caleb Kane.
Yep. He's a showrunner of the Welcome to Deary HBO series that's coming up. So, as well.
Yeah. I don't know. If I ever see this show come out, I'll be surprised. I just feel like this is going to be in development hell for a while.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'd rather just have them come out with a new movie, you know, but whatever, I guess. The Acolyte got canceled.
Phew. Again, right up there with My Lady Jane. Like, I can't believe that they just canceled The Acolyte that quickly. Yep. With the budget that they had, with the actors that they had, like, who cancels a Star Wars show, like, weeks after the first season finishes?
I know, it seems very not cool. You shared the trailer.
Scroll down a little bit.
You just shared the you shared the trailer with Y2K.
Yeah,
they call it a disaster horror comedy. Comes out in December.
It takes place on Y2K.
Yeah, the film depicts an imaginative version of the year 2000 problem with two loser friends crash high school party New Year's Eve, and the bug causes all the technology to come to life and turn against humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun.
Yeah.
The trailer looks pretty decent.
That'll be a home one for me, but
yeah, same here. I won't go to the theaters for that. You shared the trailer for Azrael. I don't remember this.
This is another one that gives us almost nothing. It's an IFC. Many years following the apocalypse, a devout cult of mute zealots hunt down Asriel, Samara Weaving, a young woman who escaped her own imprisonment, and she will stop at nothing to ensure her own survival.
That's going to be on Shudder this month, yep. September 27th. Okay, well, that's. I guess maybe I'll watch it that way. The Substance.
This one looks pretty interesting, actually. Basically, Demi Moore gets her hands on a drug that when she takes it, she turns into Margot Qualley. She's basically a younger, perkier version of herself, but
yeah.
It's almost like she has a different personality and the two of them start warring. And
It's like it's two people inside one body, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's almost like the it's almost like a split personality type thing, except whatever this chemical is that she's ingesting or takes or whatever it is actually physically transforms her to this other person. So,
yep.
Secret Level, go for it.
Secret Level, I actually saw them talk about this during the opening night of Gamescom over in Germany. And I was watching trailers and stuff like that. The guy who created this, he didn't necessarily create the whole thing, but he basically came out on stage and he was in tears most of the time as he was talking about it. He said it's a passion project that they've been working for like 3 years to put this together. It's an anthology show, you know, a genuine anthology. It's like Love, Death, and Robots, stuff like that. It's 15 episodes. It's coming on Amazon Prime. It's a celebration of games and gamers. So some of it is straight out of video games. Some of it is straight out of tabletop. You know, they got things Armored Core, Conquered, Crossfire, Dungeons and Dragons, Mega Man, New World, Pac-Man. They've got friggin' The Outer Worlds and God of War. And so they're just going to have these vignette episodes about different games, different gamers. And I'm excited. It looks really cool. Different animation styles, different creators. It'll be on Prime Video December 10th.
All right. I'll let you tell me how that is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to like it quite a bit. Let's see. You sent the first images of Salem's Lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be on Netflix and, not Netflix, Max in October. Again, this is instead of going, this is why I watched the original Salem's Lot. I mean, I'm going to watch it. I'm looking forward to it and that I don't have to go to the theaters to see it. And it's a new horror movie and we'll just see how it goes.
Yep.
Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story. I don't care about watching this.
I don't either. Dahmer, I never even finished.
Yeah.
It was very interesting, but I don't
remember if we did or not.
Yeah. I could never bring myself all the way to the end of it. Kind of lost interest and it was very disturbing. So this one, yeah. Probably a pass for me.
Long Lades getting a digital release tomorrow, but we already knew that because I already watched it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing but a good time. It's so funny. We were talking about that trailer a couple weeks back for Hysteria and thinking that it was going to be like a hair band Def Leppard documentary, and it was not. How we get Nothing But a Good Time, which is a hair metal band documentary.
Yeah, this looks great. I'm excited for it. It just looks really, really good. Plain and simple. I don't know how to explain that one, but
I'm pretty uncensored happy about it. Stories of 80s hair metal.
Marvel Vision series, James Spader's Ultron's returning to the MCU.
Mm.
Is this animated?
Nope. This is live.
Live action. Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm wondering if he's going to be in a different body, because that was the thing about Ultron in the comics was he had different bodies all the time. He evolved a lot. He could be in different bodies. He could just be a voice in Vision's head speaking to him. He could be in flashbacks. It's going to be interesting.
Let's see what else.
I sent you the trailer for Superman, which is super and then a slash and then man, the Christopher Reeve story.
I got teary-eyed watching the trailer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love Christopher Reeve. This looks great. It's basically talking about how he was Superman and, you know, that yep. one horse riding accident. And it looks like they actually have the footage in there of it happening.
Yeah.
Paralyzed him from the neck down. And
yep.
he gave up on life, but then his wife, you know, rallied him, wouldn't let him. And he became a force for good and inspiration. He became, as they said, you know, more of a Superman than he ever was in the movies.
Yep. Ted Lasso season 4 takes up closer to getting greenlit because of some cast options. I will watch it. I will get Apple TV again and I will watch it.
They're basically waiting for Jason Sudeikis to sign on. They had options for Roy, Higgins, and one other. It might have been Jamie, but basically yeah. three of the main actors. They have options in place. They're ready to come back if Sudeikis signs on. So I'm hoping he does because that would be great.
Yeah, it's a great show. Whenever the clips come up on like my feeds or whatever, I can't help but watch them and enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Sonic the Hedgehog 3 trailer. I mean, yeah. I'll watch it because I watched the first two and I enjoyed the first two movies pretty thoroughly.
Yeah.
So and, I'll definitely watch the third one.
Keanu Reeves as Shadow the Hedgehog and
yep.
Jim Carrey playing both himself and or Robotnik and Robotnik's father.
Yep.
That's
pretty cool.
The guess is, I saw this online, and I think they're spot on, is that when there's a part in the trailer where Sonic basically says, we need Robotnik's help, so he gives him one quill, and I bet he's going to make RoboSonic, which was one of the characters from the games as well.
Probably, yeah.
And then RoboSonic's going to go rogue, and they're going to have to team up with Shadow, but it's not going to be like at the end of Sonic 2 where everybody's a happy family and they all live together.
Yeah.
Shadow's going to be like, I got to go do my own thing. That's my guess. I'm still going to
do that. That seems pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And then the last bit of news, because haven't seen much for trailers this week, was Bruce Campbell wants Bird Notice to come back, or at least a revival
of some kind. Yeah. He says okay, that he sure. thinks he's ready for it and that people would enjoy it. I would enjoy it.
I would enjoy it. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
It's
it was a great series. Yeah,
it was a great series.
I want to go back and watch it with Julia because it's been a while since I've seen it. She's never seen it, or she's seen parts of it. But
yeah.
But I think that's all that I got for this week.
Yeah, I think that's all I got too.
Okay. Well, not bad.
No, not bad at all. Not bad at all. We'll see what happens this week. Yeah, as of right now, I'm not working next Monday night, so we could record next Monday.
Whoa. Amazing.
Let me know if you watch any of the Umbrella Academy, because would like to check some more out, but I know you're on a time crunch with iZombie.
Right. So we're going to get there.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I got other stuff to watch, so. But. Ooh. What?
I said, cool.
Oh, I thought you said, ooh, like you just saw something pop up.
Nope.
All right, well, I'm on the socials. I'm Superstar Mel.
I have the Quantum Geek G33K.
That's our show.
Talk to you next week, maybe.